Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. And subscribe, like, and comment to our YouTube and Twitch pages, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Tyler Morales joins us here. Even though we are out of Survivor, we will still provide Survivor content for you, our listeners and viewers. So let's begin with the Philadelphia Eagles tonight, guys. Would the Eagles be in consideration for you guys if we were still alive?
I'll say this, like, for our rules, they would not be just because of the holiday considerations since they play on Black Friday. But if you don't have any holiday considerations in your home pool, I do think the Eagles are going to win the game. And yeah, you can make the argument that you want to save them for some other spots here. But this is, they play the Giants in 2 weeks. So that'd be another spot that you're saving them for. But I think a lot of other people are thinking like that as well. So this might be a chance to maybe get ahead of the curve here and use the Eagles when most people might look to save them.
Tyler?
Yeah, this would be like, to me, this would be my pick if we just did a different kind of pool. Like, Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart are not beating the Eagles coming off of a loss. I think it just boils down to, like, it's that simple. So I would easily pick, the Eagles would be my choice if we were playing by our own rules here, not what we did the last few weeks.
No thoughts of the Steelers. The Steelers, I would bang the table for the
you
Steelers.
You, like, make the case. Make the case for Pittsburgh, because I'm like, I think they're fraudulent.
And that may be true. It's Dylan Gabriel on the road at the Steelers defense off of a London game, and the Steelers are coming off a bye.
Yeah, I mean, the scheduling spot is, I'm surprised that Cleveland even agreed to this since the teams have the choice.
And to be clear, this is not like an ATS like pick.
It's just straight
I would consider betting this, like, who's going to win the game. I would be pretty sure the Browns could cover. I would be pretty surprised if the Steelers lost.
Gabriel's limited, but, like, he didn't look overwhelmed against Minnesota. So that's where I'm just, like, a little bit.
Dude, he sucks.
He's limited. Like, he doesn't have a good arm.
Does he suck, yes or no?
He sucks.
Yes. I mean, like, I'll tell you. So the reason why I struggle saying that he sucks is because, like, he knows what he's supposed to do.
So you don't think he sucks?
So he's a smart player. He's just physically limited.
Femi, like, does he suck, yes or no?
Yeah, for NFL standards, for a quarterback,
does,
his talent.
Hold on.
Is worth.
No, wait. Does he suck, yes or no?
No, he doesn't.
Tyler, your thoughts?
He's too smart.
He sucks. He didn't throw the ball like more than like 5 yards against the Vikings. He sucks.
FME, I
noodle arms.
Also,
that sucks like- to me is like. To me, sucks is like Will
I
Levis.
I won my Browns bet. I bet him last week, 4.5. Close 3.5. They lost by 4. It was awesome for me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when I think about quarterbacks sucking, it's like, here's Will Levis, who has all the ability, but they just can't function as a quarterback.
Dude, Will Levis is 50 times better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, and then also Surrender Cobra. Okay. Like, there was no Surrender Cobra from Dylan Gabriel last Sunday, was there?
Dude, if you gave any NFL coach or general manager Will Levis or Dylan Gabriel, they would all take Will Levis. All of them.
Yes, they would, and they'd also all be fired. Like, because that's what happens.
But you think, is Dylan Gabriel saving people's jobs? No. Like, what do you think he is?
No, but I don't think he's 50 times better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, this is the guy that got ran out of Penn State because he couldn't beat out Sean Clifford. That's 50 times better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, come on.
Okay, how much better would you say Will Levis is as a pro quarterback than Dylan Gabriel?
6-1, half a dozen another. They're bad in different ways. Like, Titans had 1 year and they said, no, never again. like, come on.
If you were the GM of a team and you could have Will Levis or Dylan Gabriel, who would you pick?
I'd go Gabriel.
Levis.
Come on.
I'd go Gabriel.
I'm not like saying like I'm Mel Kiper here. Like that's I'd go insane. That's I'd go insane. Gabriel. It's but like,
I don't think so.
Come on.
He's never been good. He wasn't good in college. Like, what are we talking about? At least Gabriel was good in college. like, come on. Like, Levis?
I would take the Steelers this week. So, are there any other teams up for consideration?
I think the Chargers should be. Now, and most people might not like that since their offensive line is banged up and they're going on the road and it's Miami has a really Chargers good home field advantage.
Are the Chargers the be a real man pick of the week?
I think they are. I mean, well, I guess actually the Raiders might be the be a real man pick of the week, but I don't know if I could summon that. Like, that's just, that might be a bridge too far for even me with the way Geno's been playing. Like, that's, I mean, they're at home. I guess they got that going for them.
What about the
Colts? That's where Geno's been bad. There's just something weird about that game to me.
Like, I do think the Cardinals will cover. Like, I like Arizona, yeah. Even if Brissett plays, and like, we'll see what the market goes to. And Kyler didn't practice today. There are whispers that Kyler's not going to play. We'll see what happens on, like, the spread will go up a little bit. I'll like Arizona probably. But like, even if the game's close at the end, like, Arizona's probably going to lose.
If Kyler's healthy, though, I mean, he's obviously not since he's not practicing, but so yeah, I mean, I guess Colts are probably an option. Yeah. I would rather be a man and take the Chargers than take the Colts, personally. But the Colts, yeah, they could win.
Completely agree.
For sure.
But, yeah, but you guys, like your pick would be the Eagles? Okay. If we're playing by, we were in Circus. Like, BetMGM doesn't have a Survivor contest, or we would do it. We were Circus Survivor, right? So... If you're playing by those rules, no to the Eagles, and then who's the pick? If it's not Philadelphia, for me it would be
Denver. Denver would be for me.
Tyler?
I think also Denver, but I like the Chargers too. So Denver would be my pick, but I agree with the Chargers thought you guys had.
This was Tyler, our chance to fire our Denver bullet had we survived.
And Tyler, you don't like the Steelers this week, or you do?
It's just like, I could see the Browns' defensive line completely wrecking that game. Like, Rodgers can't move. He cannot move. Ounce of pressure, he is toast. He's going to get sacked. So there is a path where I see the Steelers could lose this game, and that's the defensive line of Myles Garrett kind of just wrecking this whole thing. So I would not
Dylan Gabriel
be picking the Steelers.
Well, what I'll say, it's not because of Dylan Gabriel. Like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, the Gabriel over Will Levis thing is comical. It's terrible.
Here's
like Dylan Gabriel can't play. Like Levis stunk last year, and like we mocked him all year. I'm not saying he was great.
Last year?
Like Will Levis could at least has like you could
he
look at
ability.
Him and say he has exactly like Dylan Gabriel has no ability.
Yeah. But at least I know he's gonna protect the football, which is like the number one determinant of who wins games. Turnover margin. Guess who's turning it over multiple times? Will Levis.
We don't know that yet. By the way, with Dylan Gabriel. We don't know that yet, that he can't turn the ball over like 3 to 4 times.
No? He didn't do it against Brian Flores in his first start against
Tyler, over, what do you overseas. Think of Femi saying he would pick Dylan, if he were NFL GM, he would take Dylan Gabriel over Will Levis?
I just think the ceiling on Gabriel is like, there is none. He's just a short guy with a noodle arm that not going to really push the ball downfield. At least Levis is like big, can move.
Like, would you rather have or Will Levis?
Well, at least Levis can move and has a strong arm. At least there's something to like mold there. Gabriel has nothing.
Is there something to mold? Because the GM that took him is doing media. So.
Okay, but like, but you can say that about like
you're. But that's what you're asking. You're saying you're a general manager. Who would you take?
But the argument is not like, is Will Levis good? The question is, if you were running a team and you could have Will Levis, there is no team that exists that would take Dylan Gabriel over Will Levis. If you gave the Browns the choice of Dylan Gabriel or healthy Will Levis, they would absolutely take Will Levis. 100%.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No,
not me. That's the Browns. Yes, me. I'm not the one that's doing it.
All right. But do you acknowledge that I'm correct with what I'm saying or no? Or
yeah, like people love traits. See, I 100% see what you're feeling. But like, that's what gets you fired. Traits that suck.
No,
here's a traits quarterback.
Yes. But you'll keep your job with Dylan Gabriel.
No, I mean, well, you're not going to trick yourself into thinking that he's the guy, but you're probably going to do that with Levis. That's the problem there.
So who are we taking in Survivor?
Denver would be my choice.
Denver.
Tyler? Well, it's we have an odd number for this reason. I do think Denver's going to win. I think I would want to use Pittsburgh this week. But there you have it. So if you're out there in Survivor and you are looking for us for an opinion and you have not yet used the Denver Broncos, I feel like most people have or no.
Probably, because I think a lot of people.
Okay, how about
one.
This? How about this? A consensus here. So Denver's the consensus. Two on Denver, yep. Me on Pittsburgh. If people have used Denver, what was the second option for people to use Denver? First was against Tennessee. What was the second?
Oof. Trying to think like what that. Let me pull up their schedule here real quick. For some reason, I do not.
Oh, the Bengals have this up. A couple weeks ago on Monday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. The Monday Night Football.
So, okay. So let's say people have used Denver. Then what's the pick? Femi, who are you taking?
Rams.
Tyler, who are you taking if Denver's off the board?
Rams.
Okay, so Rams. So it's Rams.
Saying that as the Rams.
For me, it's the Steelers. Okay, so how about this? For people that are not playing Circa Survivor, and you're in like where you don't have to worry about Black Friday and Christmas Wednesday and all this nonsense, is it the Eagles?
Yeah.
100%.
For me, it would. Yeah, for me,
100%.
100%.
I'd look to get ahead of
Dable's.
Dable's
not beating the Eagles.
Yep. Get ahead of it.
I want it to happen,
but it won't.
One of those headlines.
No, maybe
Jalen Hurts will also be reading books too.
Maybe the Yankees will beat the Blue Jays, or maybe not. So there you have it. Denver, and if Denver's out, use the LA Rams. I like Pittsburgh, but the consensus of the group would have been to use the Broncos or the Rams. So there you go. I was told, Bill texted me earlier and said that he thought the things topics this week were amazing.
There we go. I mean, I thought we had a fun conversation. that's up for it. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into things this week, but sometimes, you know what? The content is the content.
I think we'll have some space tomorrow since we did Survivor today.
Yeah, we can do it. There we go.
What was the best one? Do you want to give a tease here? What was the best thing?
Tune in at 4:40 tomorrow. For the wager.
There's a tease. Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. We will start the hour with our friend PJ Glasser and bets for Dodgers Phillies.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.